Time for Joe Wants to Know. I have a weird question, and hopefully you got some good answers. At 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex or Liv, have you ever thought about, like, you know, kind of the apocalypse, the end of the world, like how it might come? Because I think about that sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what have you thought might happen? Like, have you had any theories in your head, like, oh, that's how the world will end?
Well, I mean, everybody thinks about zombies.
Okay, yes. Hold on. Let me say correct to that. What about you, Liv?
I literally have never thought about the apocalypse once.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm just like not a big apocalypse believer.
What are you going to do if it happens?
Aliens.
I just don't think it'll ever happen.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't even think about aliens. Now you're scaring them.
I think an alien abduction or like invasion is different than an apocalypse. Because I don't think that could necessarily mean the end of our society.
For this hypothetical, Joe wants to know, it does.
Yes. Okay.
It means we're all going to die!
Some people think the end of the world is going to come in 12 years after we get too many cow farts.
Yes, the methane gas will kill our ass. Yes, that's true. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is the number for Joe Wants to Know. And you can add in one. But, okay, so we've come up so far with aliens, zombies. What about, like, if the end of the world was kind of like Bird Box? Like, what if that happened? Like, how do you survive? You just going to drive around in a spray-painted car, spoiler alert, and have a blindfold on all the time?
Yeah, I didn't watch Bird Box, so give me a little an explanation for the people that didn't watch Bird
Box.
Oh,
you haven't seen? Okay, I'm not going to give
you
more.
Honestly, they don't really tell you why.
They don't tell us.
It's some kind of weird apocalypse thing.
Well, we never found out, like, with The Walking Dead what started the whole thing. But my thing is, though, like, I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, like, what kind of apocalypse would you want to face? Like, you think you could take on? Aliens, no way. They're going to capture me. They're going to probe me. I don't want to be probed. I'm not into that. I tried it once. No, thank you. Now, as far as zombies, yes, because you can shoot them with a gun. You can hit them with a baseball bat. I mean, if you run into a Negan, I'll be like, hey, let's get rid of Negan.
I don't know what a Negan is.
You haven't watched The Walking Dead?
No.
Have you lived in a box? Everybody knows who Negan is.
I'm not into apocalypse, but I would say mummies. A mummy apocalypse.
Oh, that would be easy. Yeah, you just
That's what I'm saying. It would be so easy. They're slow.
You trip them, they fall down.
They can't even see. You can unravel them.
Well,
they don't know what technology is.
I do find Egyptians hot.
That is true. That is very true. Claire, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Claire. What do you think? Claire, you're on the show. What's up? What would you do? What would you like to take on?
What I think will happen, I think that the sun will explode and then Yellowstone will erupt, and that's how the world will end.
Like the park, fire. Yellowstone?
Like scientifically you've thought about this, or like why do you bring that up as a possibility?
Well, Yellowstone, it's like way past its due to explode and everything. So I just think it will. And, I mean, the world was first, you know, ruined with water. So, I mean, I think fire would be the next thing.
Okay. I mean, all right. Thank you for the call. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Porkchop, make sure people understand what we're doing this year. I want to know, like, what kind of apocalypse would you want to try and survive? Like, we brought up the scenarios. We just brainstormed them. Now I want to know, like, how you think you could take it on the best.
I mean, my thing is, in a post-apocalyptic world, I mean, I'm probably not going to have access to self-tanner, which naturally I'm very, very, very pale. So I think I could really do well surviving a vampire type of apocalypse.
You could blend in.
Yeah.
You could play a double agent.
They would think that Alex was a vampire.
I also have very big rabbit teeth, so I would fit in there. All I have to do is sharpen mine a little bit.
Wow. You've really thought this out.
See, I think that I'm switching my answer.
Okay.
Either mummy or alien, because I just imagine aliens are probably less attractive than the human race, and I'm really good at flirting, so I feel like I could flirt and schmooze my way with the aliens into them accepting me.
Alex is on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Alex, what would you like to face?
Hey, this is Alex. I just wanted to say, when it comes to future apocalypse, I think a couple hundred years from now, we'll find a way to get off of Earth, but only a select few, but only once all the resources have dried up and desperation kicks in.
Okay, now what? Now that's kind of creepy, but what would you want to face, though? Aliens, zombies, vampires like Alex blending in? What do you think you'd have the best chance of surviving?
Honestly, when it comes to zombie apocalypse, most of them, especially like the George Romero original, they're pretty slow, so I think that might be the most ideal, especially even with the Walking Dead TV show. I don't see any of them running and chasing after you. But with aliens, it could just be anything, honestly.
I mean, like, once again, Alex, I bring it up, the probing. Nobody realizes how dangerous the probing would be. Jackie's on the Joe and Alex show. Let's wrap up. Joe wants to know with you. What do you think?
Guys.
What up?
I know you already said it, but I was talking about a zombie apocalypse. Me and my friend, it's just a hobby. Me and my friends get together for, like, tactical teams, and we use paintballs, and, you know, we practice against the zombie apocalypse, you know, survival skills and stuff like that. There's actually places, like, with mazes or even, like, a laser tag sort of thing where you can shoot zombies.
Does the other person just sign up, like, okay, Joe, you're going to be the zombie?
Yeah, there's places like that where you can actually go and pay for it. They do have people who work there as the zombies, and they can be running zombies, limping zombies, and I don't think that a zombie apocalypse is actually that improbable. I mean, it's just a matter of putting together viruses that'll actually coincide with each other.
That is so fascinating.
Wow.
Like, all of that.
I know. Can you off the air Pork Chops looking for some side work besides Uber? Maybe he could be one of those zombies that people shoot things at. Can you make sure you hang on and give us the number for that? We'd appreciate that. So,
see, I think Jeff Bezos is just going to create something that is going to kill all zombies or anything that the apocalypse is going to bring us, like any creature.
You know what I didn't even think of, but you said Jeff Bezos and got me thinking of like Amazon and all the shipping and like robots.
Bald people?
No, robots. Robots are going to kill us all.
I think maybe...
They're going to steal our job at McDonald's, Liv.
They already have done that.
I think that Alexas are actually on our side. They're getting to know us. They're getting to learn and love us. And then if the apocalypse comes, everyone who has an Alexa has a defense. And the Alexa is going to turn into a transformer and fight off any apocalyptic creature.
You couldn't be more wrong. You better be sleeping with one eye open with Alexa. Keep a knife under your pillow.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.